Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. This podcast is hosted by Laura Amin, a voracious reader of romance and young adult novels. In this podcast, Laura interviews fellow readers and authors and asks them for book recommendations of what we should read next. We hope you enjoy it. Welcome to your What to Read Next podcast. So happy to have you back. Today, I want to share 10 new book releases that are releasing in late October or in the month of November. A bit about this month is there's quite a few romance picks. That's because some of my favorite authors are releasing books this month, which makes me so happy since I get to read them one day. And I don't know about you, but I feel like I accomplish something big every time I finish a book. So if I accomplish a book by reading it one day, it makes me feel so much better. So let's get today's list. The first book is Nine Perfect Strangers by Liane Moriarty. This is a book from new book from the author of Big Little Lies. The synopsis starts, could 10 days at a health resort really change you forever? And Liane Moriarty's latest page turner, Nine Perfect Strangers, are about to find out. My experience with Liane Moriarty has been a hit or miss. I've read some of her books. I loved it, like Big Little Lies. But then I missed some of the books. I actually DNF'd some of the books. I think Three Little Wishes was one of them that I DNF'd. So I'm curious to see if this is a hit or a miss. This book comes out November 6th. It is one of the Book of the Month picks for November. So if you are part of Book of the Month or thinking about joining Book of the Month, you may be able to pick this book up for $14.95 or $9.95 as an add-on. So you never know. So there's that. Okay, the second book is Michelle Obama's memoir, Becoming. I'll be honest, I love the Obamas and I miss them very much. Here's a brief note of the synopsis. In her memoir, A Work Deep Reflection and Mesmerizing Storytelling, Michelle Obama invites readers into her world, chronicling the experience that has shaped her, from her childhood in the South Side of Chicago to her years executive balancing the demands of motherhood and work, to her time spent at the world's most famous address. With unerring honesty and lively wit, she describes her triumphs and her disappointments, both public and private, telling her full story as she lived it in her own words and in her own terms. I can't wait to read this book. This book comes out November 13. I put it in my library queue, and I think I'm like number 50 in it. So I may get it in a few weeks, but if I don't get it by December, then I'm going to buy it. That's how much I really want to read this book sooner rather than later. The third book is Hate Notes by Vi Keelan and Penelope Ward. This is my favorite romance writer duo. The love their stories are full of love, chemistry, angst. This seems to be a hate-to-lovers trope with an arrogant, cocky main character. So it's like, it has a perfect chemistry. I can't wait to dive into this book. This book comes out November 6th. I am looking forward to reading this, and I know I'm going to read it in one day. Okay, the fourth book is The Kingdom for Blazing Phoenix by Julie C. Dow. I read Forest of Thousand Lanterns last winter and I loved it. This book came as a recommendation by the librarians. That's actually one of the things that made me pick it up because they actually recommend it. It's a perfect anti-heroine story and it was really good. So this is the finale of the fantasy duology. This book is set in the Far East, and the story is where the dragon lord and the serpent god battle to control all the earthly realms. This book comes out November 6th, and I'm definitely looking forward to reading it. The fifth book is Little White Lies by Jennifer Lynn Barnes. This is the synopsis of the book. 18-year-old auto mechanic Sawyer Taff did not expect her strange grandmother to show up in her apartment and offer her a six-figure contract to participate in debutante season. As she definitely never imagined that she would accept it, but when she realized immersing herself in grandmother society might mean discovering the answers to her biggest mystery of her life, her father's identity, she signs the dotted line and braces herself for a year of makeovers, big dresses, and bigger egos, and a whole lot of bless your heart. The one thing she didn't expect is to find his friendship, but she is drawn to the group of debutantes' scandalous, dangerous secrets of her own. Sawyer quickly discovers that her family isn't the only mainstay in the high society with skeletons in her closet. There are people in her grandmother's living world who are not what they appear. No one wants Sawyer poking around her nose into the past. As she navigates the twisted relationship between her friends and their powerful parents, Sawyer searches for the truth of her own origin is just the beginning. So I have an art for this book, and I'm going to read it. This book comes out November 6th, 2018. It seems like a fun book to read. I like debutante season. I think that's actually within the YA genre. I enjoy reading. I read a couple other books in that genre. So they seem like fun to like make over, and I feel like this whole mystery of trying to figure out who the baby daddy is kind of like interesting. The sixth book is Fireworks by Serena Boyne. This is book six of the True North series, and it was just what I needed to read a few weeks ago. This book is second chance romance set in Vermont, and as the main characters are trying to capture a dark lore that has been mentioned in the previous book. This is one of my favorite series of Serena Boyne. This makes me long to have a trip to Vermont and drink some apple cider, apple picking, go to the fireplace, just kind of like cozying it up and seeing the fall foliage. It just makes me want to go to Vermont. This book series is one of my favorite ones. If you're looking for romance, if you're looking for like a plot lines that are not just romance based, this is a great series to pick up. This book comes out November 13, 2018. The next book is Eric by Sawyer Banner. This is book two of Arizona Vengeance hockey series. And if you know me, I love me some hockey. I love hockey romance. They're my favorite genre within the romance novels. I love them. I devour them. And this year, I have not read enough hockey romance. So I read Bishop, which is book one in the Arizona Vengeance hockey series, and I loved it. This book features mainly more male point of view and hockey games, which makes it much more interesting. There's like more information about the hockey game and how it goes about, and then there's a male point of view. So it seems like it's more rich. This book comes out November 5th, 2018. And I'm looking forward to it. I pre-ordered this book back in February when I heard the series was coming out. That's how much I've been looking forward to reading this book. So, the eighth book is Girls of Paper and Fire by Natasha Knight. Again, this is a fantasy YA novel, and each year, eight beautiful girls are chosen as paper girls to save the king. It's the highest honor they could hope for, and the most cruel. But this year, there's a ninth girl, and instead of paper, she's made of fire. This is an interesting fantasy novel that I'm excited to pick up. I heard from other bookstagrammers and book bloggers that read it and loved it, so I think this is something that, even though it's not my typical genre, I'm looking forward to reading it. This book comes out November 6. The following two books were released in late October, but worth mentioning. The ninth book is Paper Gods by Goldie Taylor. This is a political thriller. Here's a bit of the book. The mayor of Atlanta and a washed-up reporter investigate serious assassinations to uncover conspiracy that reaches the heart of the city political machine. I'm reading this book this month and I'm enjoying it. I ended up getting a finished copy from the publisher. So I want to thank St. Martin's Press for that. It's actually a really good book. It's definitely intriguing. So if you like political thrillers, this will be a good book for your pick. The book came out on October 23rd. The 10th and final book in this episode is Fall by Kristen Callahan. This is the third book in the VIP series, which is a rockstar romance trope. If you like rockstar romances, then you should pick this book up. This book came out on October 23rd, 2018. It's a book series. If you like rockstar romances, I really encourage you to pick this series up. It's actually fun books. I read them in one day. They're easy to read. I really like Kristen Callahan's other books, The Game On series, I think that's how it's called. That's actually a really good series. It's a sports romance series. So she actually writes really good romances. So she doesn't write them enough. That's my biggest complaint for her. She releases one book a year. And if you know me, I love me more books. So I'm like, can you release two or three books a year? That would be awesome. But she's good about just writing one really good book a year. Okay. As you can guess, my TBR is out of control. I'm planning to manage by upping my reading game this month. I want to read 10 books this month, which is possible since there are quite a few romance novels. So romance novels I tend to read in one day, and then the other books it takes me like 2 or 3 days or 4 days or 5 days, depending on it. So we'll see how it goes. But I want to make the commitment to you that I'm going to read 10 books this month. So for a detailed list of books mentioned in this podcast, please visit whatreadnextblog.com/69. If you want to connect with fellow readers, and then you should join the Watch Read Next podcast Facebook group. For the month of November, we're reading The Great Unknown by Kristen Hannah. To join, please visit whatreadnextblog.com/Facebook. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider leaving a review on iTunes. This will help the podcast get discovered by new audiences. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you soon. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read.
Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyournextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.